Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about motivation. So again, what does motivation look like? And in this series tonight, I am going to be coming up with the theme, are you ready to build? Build, meaning blossom, the L, the U's, the D's, let's try it all. The blossom. Are you ready to blossom? You're unwavering. You're going to be unwavering with motivation. You're going to be using innovation with motivation. Lampant. You're going to be lampant with your motivation. And you're going to be discovery. So right now, we're going to be talking about what does motivation look like? So we know we have some people who are high. And we have some people who are low. And sometimes when you low motivation, you feel stuck, right? Sometimes it's because of things, of frustration, how life has dealt you. But you're usually not working towards what you love or your passion that's in life. But instead, what do? We usually complain about it. We usually just be in that rut, don't want to move. And also, we need to take in consideration that with low motivation, you tend to think your weakness defines you, but rather than you realize that you can grow and learn. So this is what we're talking about, the blossom role. So here's the example of someone with the high motivation. And after tonight's segment, we're going to have that high motivation. You're going to make choices, and you're going to take what? Action. To create what you want out of this life. This is what this show is tonight, to help you take action towards what you want in life. So, for example, if you wanted to be in any type of certain type of industry, what were you going to do? Come on, just think about it. It's easy. You would seek out the resources, right? You would gain everything knowledgeable. You need to get that job or whatever it is, that industry that you want to do. So with high motivation, you tend to have the natural interest in what you want to do. And if the natural interest isn't there to begin with you, to create one, you keep yourself motivated. You seek out ways to build your weaknesses into your strengths. So as I said before, I said that there's a little assessment that I want to give you. And I want you to take this few little minutes to think about it. And just think about the answers of your now and where you are, or if you compare it to your low motivation or to your high motivation. So let's get ready and answer these questions. So number one, what color motivates you? Number two, name the car that represents your motivation right now. Number three, what cartoon character describes your motivation? Number four, name a cuisine that describes your motivation. Okay. As you know, I'm always transparent on certain avenues, so I'm going to give you what my answers are. So the color that motivates me is purple. The car that represents me is the Cruze, the Chevy Cruze, because that's what I drive, and I just cruise right along on whatever this life and road gives me, and it follows me right to the direction where I need to go, because I drive the car that needs to go to the direction. The cartoon character that I picked was Jerry of Tom and Jerry. I always look at Jerry because Jerry was the mouse. He always, sometimes he partnered with Tom, and then sometimes he would always outwit Tom. But one thing I liked about Jerry was every time he would come out of his mouse hole, he always was aware of something around that he had to watch out and look out for Tom. So that's one of the things that I built upon. And for a cuisine, I would say that the taco salad, I'm a little bit of variety. I like variety. So those are just like little examples of what my motivation is. So now I'm going to give you some steps to increase. So let's talk about number one step. We have to set goals. So again, in setting our goals, we got to check our values. We got to become aware of our thoughts, and with the thought is awareness. And then when we set these goals, we need to know the goal in detail. So in step one, you got to set the goals. We got to decide, set the priorities, write it down, break down the goals into small steps, take action, and review the goal every day. Next, we are just do it. We have to, one thing to motivate, we have to get started. One thing at a time, visualize the end result, speak yourself into self-talk. Remember, this is self-motivation. Be persistent, set a deadline, and have commitment. Step three, measure. Think about it. When you're baking that cake or you're doing that recipe, we have to measure it. We put too much in, it might come not turn out right. We put too much less in, it might not turn out at all. So we need to measure, track the progress, manage time for low priority, for short goals, review the daily, analyze your strengths and your weaknesses. Again, this is about strengths and weaknesses. Next, strategize. Build your own strategy that will work for you. Take some calculated risks. Again, everything that we do in center to motivate, we got to try it. How are we going to know if it's going to be successful if we don't try it? Develop the plan. Multiply your actions on the stuff that works. So what works, we're going to multiply that in our motivation. And the last step we're going to do is achieve it. Keep on doing. Again, health is all involved in this. We're going to eat healthy because we got to. Small efforts to repeat day in and day out. Learn to maintain our success and be consistent. So again, steps to increasing the motivation, checking our values, becoming aware of our thoughts, and with the thought awareness, and know the goal and plan. So to wrap tonight's episode, we're going to give you some last-minute tips. Again, it's one, set our goal, just do it. Number two, measure it, strategize, and achieve it. So again, types and techniques, see what your big picture is going to be. And again, all of this is changing our thinking. Find out why is it important of getting it done, especially with our step and motivation. Make things easier for ourselves and plan it out using these steps and strategies towards our step to building a key to motivation. And again, lastly, generate your accountability that is having assistance from a supported team of like-minded individuals. And as it has always say in a quote from Buddha, Buddha has always said this quote, what you feel, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. So again, thank you for tuning in to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And if you like anything you can hear, you can follow me at my social medias at Michelle Bolden Hammond or the Upfront MBS Instagram, or you can reach out to me at www.upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com. Stay tuned until next week. Have a blessed week. And again, be ready to build with your motivation.